Alex Butwinski says he's had a successful four-year term and, if reelected, will continue to work on his three Ps: protecting our open space, preserving our quality of life, and planning to shape the development we want. Those three Ps sound a lot like mayoral candidate Andy Bierman's 3P platform, but Butwinski says it was entirely coincidental.
Truly was coincidental, but it kind of worked out that way as we went through setting up the ad with some help from friends. That's how it came up. So,
if reelected, Butwinski says the city will continue to purchase open space now that voters approved a sales tax increase that raises about $3 million a year, with about $1 million of that dedicated to open space purchases. However, he says that won't preclude him from asking voters to approve another bond if necessary, adding to the already $40 million that voters have bonded for open space and walkability.
Depends on how you structure the bond. I think if you have the money in the bank and you're going to use that as a dedicated source to pay for it, I don't think you have to go out, but our policy has been to go out and ask the people if that's still what they want to do. In a sense, when they voted for the Resort City sales tax, that was a promise we made that we would use the money only for three things and we would not use it for general fund operating expenses. And those three things were open space, Main Street improvements, and infrastructure improvements in Otis, which is basically Old Town.
Butwinski says he would also continue to preserve the town's quality of life. What that means to him, he says, is that he wouldn't let growth run rampant.
We want the growth that we want, and I like to call it shaping growth, that we don't end up with some of the absurd notions that have been tossed around, like eight-story buildings in BOPA and condos on golf courses. I mean, that's just, those were ideas that were thrown out to challenge people's comfort zone. I've heard it said recently that, well, we don't need our comfort zone challenged, and I disagree. I think that that's how you produce a dialogue. That's how you get people thinking. And in a way, it gets them focused on the project because, you know, as you know, some few people show up for council meetings, so we don't get a lot of public input. So one way to get public input is to toss something out that gets people's attention.
4 years ago as a candidate, Butwinski answered questions about the Treasure development. 4 years later, negotiations still happening behind closed doors. While a lot hasn't happened from the public's point of view, Butwinski says plenty has gone on behind those closed doors, as it should be.
I don't like to use the phrase backroom deals. This is being done in accordance with our normal policy when you're dealing in a real estate deal. When you go public, suddenly prices change, people's attitudes change, their thought on what the value is changes, and it just inhibits being able to make the best deal possible. Again, it's allowed under the state law. It would be incredibly foolish to take it public at any given point because you're going to affect the negotiations. And real estate or property is a legitimate thing that we can go into closed session for, and that's what we've been doing.
When asked what he would find unacceptable in a Treasure agreement, he answered the question by saying what he would like to see.
Let me put it this way. I have a vision of what can happen in Creole Gulch, and that would be a small boutique-type hotel, 100 rooms or less. Half the density, maybe a little more, would be transferred out of there. The buildings would be limited in mass and scale, and we would have control over that. And I think it would be a valuable addition of bed base to Main Street that if we do it properly under those constraints, I think it'll be very good.
Calling himself a fiscal conservative, Butwinski says city leaders did have to scale back and make some cuts to get through the worst national recession since the 1930s. But he defends the city's budget, which is very nearly the same as Summit County's budget, even though it only serves about a quarter of the residents.
As has been said by many of the other candidates, we're a small town and we should run like a small town. Well, we don't really have that luxury. I mean, on any given day during the busy season, we could have 30,000 people here. And you have to prepare for that. We can maintain our sense of community and our small town feel because we are the people that we see each other when we're out and about. But at the same time, we have a lot of visitors, and they are our lifeblood in many ways. And so we have to have a fully trained, competent police force. We have to have an emergency management plan. And those are things that are critical to us. It's part of the experience visitors need. And it's money well invested.
That's Park City Council candidate Alex Butwinski. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.